As many of you know, last week we read the Ten Commandments, and this week we begin Parshat Mishpatim, literally the laws and the stipulations that we are supposed to use as guidelines for our lives. And yet, I'm not sure if you noticed, but if you're flipping through the various commandments and laws in this particular Parsha, you see that they are much more convoluted than last week's Parsha. And you can't help but ask yourself the question, how am I supposed to be in relationship with Torah? When I read confusing verses that sit before me, how am I supposed to be in partnership with the text? Is it merely reading a line and then moving on? Or should there be a more extensive study, a more extensive commitment, a more extensive partnership with the laws that we read this particular week? I had the great opportunity of attending a lecture last Wednesday evening. Rabbi Gordon Tucker, he's a rabbi at Temple Israel Center in White Plains, New York. He's a former dean of the Jewish Theological Seminary, as well a great theologian and philosopher of our movement. And he says, if you want to ask the question, what should my relationship be with Torah? It exists in one word. That word being Lidrosh. Now that might sound familiar, Lidrosh. It's actually connected to what I'm doing right now. We call this slot the study source, but we also call it the drosh. What's Lidrosh? An interpretation of the biblical text, an interpretation of our tradition. But if you want to really understand that word Lidrosh, and you see what Rabbi Tucker says, is that it's our responsibility, not just the rabbis or the cantors, the entire community's responsibility to keep Torah alive and vibrant and relevant. And the way to do that is, as I said, Lidrosh. But you have to understand it in two contexts. You see, we first see the word Lidrosh in relationship with Rebecca. Rebecca is struggling with twins inside her womb, and she's not sure what to do, and so what does she end up deciding? Batelech Lidrosh et Adonai. She runs and inquires of God. Lidrosh. We usually say interpret, but in this particular context, it means she inquires. She has a conversation. She pleads. She cries unto God. Lidrosh, speaking with God. And then we fast forward to the story of Ezra. And Ezra, as we know, was given the incredible challenge and hard task of doing exactly what I'm doing now, relating people's lives to Torah. And we see the word Lidrosh used in an entirely different way. Ezra hechin levavo Lidrosh et ha-Torah. Ezra had to dedicate his life to interpreting the Torah. So what's Lidrosh in our lives? Not only is it speaking with God, but as we see from the verse in Ezra, it's speaking with our text. It's taking the eight Chaim Chumash before us, the red Chumashim, opening up the page to the Torah portion, choosing one or two laws and saying to ourselves, how does this law relate to my life today? It's speaking to our tradition. It's creating a link between ourselves and thousands of years ago and asking ourselves, how is this Torah relevant in my life today? As well, last week, I had the opportunity to watch our sixth graders engage in a Beit Midrash study of Mishpatim. And it was an incredible night. Rabbi Andy Feig, our school rabbi, and Danielle Kassin, our religious school education director, stood up in front of our students and explained, it's not only on your bar mitzvah day that you make Torah relevant. In fact, it's not only on that day, it's after and before that you engage in a conversation with our tradition, with our laws, and with our text. And so this morning, when we ask ourselves the question, how should we be in relationship with Torah? We answer, it's time to write a drash. Each one of us has the chance to cry out, to inquire, to converse, to interpret, to explain. We are all darshanim this morning. We all have the chance to be in relationship with Torah. Shabbat shalom.